This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. is repeating its pledge to defend Israel and now is sending a guided missile submarine to the Middle East. The AP's Karen Shamas is overseas.
France, Germany and Britain have endorsed calls for a ceasefire in Gaza. Leaders from the three European nations urged for the fighting in Gaza, which has seen a large loss of civilian life, to end immediately. In a joint statement, they also called for the return of hostages detained by Hamas and for the unfettered delivery and distribution of aid to Palestinians in Gaza. They endorsed the latest push by the United States, Qatar and Egypt to broker an agreement between Israel and Hamas. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian President Putin is talking about those Ukrainian forces that stormed into Russia's Kursk region. He says Ukraine may be trying to get some leverage in possible future peace talks. Now to Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, the AP's Sagar Magani.
The two presidential campaigns are highlighting starkly different outlooks as the race heads toward November. In his first speech as Kamala Harris's running mate,
"Thank you for bringing back the joy."
Tim Walz, followed by Harris herself the next day.
"We are joyful warriors."
Contrast that with Donald Trump.
"We have a lot of bad things coming up."
Predicting a possible recession or world war.
"Our country is right now in the most dangerous position it's ever been."
While Walz and Harris are betting voters can be persuaded to share their sunny outlook,
"The ability to talk about what could be good."
The Trump camp dismisses the idea that an upbeat attitude will decide the presidency, arguing he is reflecting the nation's dour mood. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An AP analysis finds the more than 100 pregnant women who tried to get help from emergency rooms were turned away or negligently treated since 2022. This is AP News. Now to the case involving a former politician who has pleaded not guilty to killing a Las Vegas reporter who wrote stories critical of him. The AP's Julie Walker has this.
The trial of a former politician accused of killing a Las Vegas reporter who was investigating him begins with jury selection. It was September 2022 when Las Vegas Review-Journal reporter Jeff Gehrman was found dead in his yard with several stab wounds. A few days later, Robert Tellis was arrested. Prosecutors say the motive, articles Gehrman wrote about Tellis, who was a Clark County administrator. Surveillance photos and video, along with the description of an SUV, led police to Tellis. They say there's physical evidence and DNA under Gehrman's fingernails. Tellis pled not guilty. I'm Julie Walker.
Gas is $3.44 a gallon this morning, down 3 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.